Okay, well, we continue to get reaction here on this edition of Down to Brass Tacks. So some of what's been said before, you know that we continue to have a situation out there on the streets where there are a lot of people lining up to get into the supermarkets. The government has basically responded. We've had some officials of government here on the program. In particular, we've got the acting Prime Minister, Santia Bradshaw, the Attorney General, Dale Marshall, and we also have the COVID Czar, Richard Carter. But, ladies and gentlemen, you should hear some of the reaction that I've had here. One says this is a major mistake by a government that has so far not panicked. Italy and France are also on lockdowns of the whole country, but the pharmacies and supermarkets remain open. The answer is to extend food shopping hours to about 10 p.m. during the shutdown. After a few days, the consumer panic will cease. The new measures are bringing panic to the country. The person feels that the government has created a run on the supermarket. And if you say you're closing a bank, everybody wants their money now. If you say the banks are open, people leave their money in. The government has destabilized itself and will have to reverse course this weekend in the judgment of that particular person. Here is another one which I got. This person said, and this was sent to me at 12:30, said, I'm here in a line since 8 o'clock at Massey Warren's. The video does not relate to Massey, because they sent a video just before that. People are orderly here. But the person expresses the view that it appears from what the Prime Minister has said that the decision was taken to, according to this person, punish the public for a few who did foolishness. It's a blunder in their view. The person says they believe it will get worse just before closure. And we shouldn't let the powers that be minimize this situation. Somebody else makes a query. They say bakeries are among the list of essential services that can remain open, but the public cannot go to buy the bread. Why then are the bakeries open and essential? Same thing for egg producers. Are the eggs to stay out and rot, or can they be delivered by the producer, or can the public go to buy? Valid questions. The person says, mind you, I fully understand the seriousness of COVID-19, and I have my own share of anxiety. Okay, so those are some of the reactions that we've had to the government's response to all that has been happening here. Just let me say to you, those of you who want to find out how to get these passes for caregivers, someone sent it to me, but I think ideally I need to just make sure that that is authentic before I put it out. So let me check on that. Do we have any comments from the panel? Prime Minister, are you there? Is the acting Prime Minister there? Hello? In the meantime, let's get a call and we'll see if we can reestablish that connection with these government officials. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yeah, I have a concern here. Now, the public of Barbados went to the polls in 2018 and voted a government which consisted of 30 members, 26 which are ministers. Now, this, right now, Barbados is in a crisis. And I heard the dear Prime Minister 2 weeks ago say all hands should be on deck. You take off all political hats. And she asked everybody to give a helping hand. Now, during this crisis, I'm only seeing 2 or 3 ministers performing or up front. You get the Prime Minister herself. Right now, we have
David, Santia. Don't want to cut off the caller.
We have Santia.
Just give her, let her land, okay. And then they will come to you.
Santia Bradshaw. We are seeing Mr. Bostic. We are seeing the Attorney General.
You want to see the entire cabinet? You want to see the entire cabinet?
No. What about the other ministers and helping their constituents? When there is a Christmas party, you see all of them. When there is when they're giving out school stuff, you're seeing all of them. Why we are not seeing them now?
So
we are not seeing that they have.
So you are saying that with COVID-19, and all that is being said about it, you would like to see them in the constituencies?
Yes, have okay. been some of the same most people.
Let the minister respond to that. Let the attorney general respond.
Yes. First of all, I thank the caller, and we always love criticism. We're not afraid of it. Let me say that I don't want people to think that our colleagues are not hard at work. Even though the voices of the government at this time may appear to be few, that is not to suggest at all that the others are not laboring with equal energy. But when we manage a crisis, the important thing is always that you don't need everybody to be speaking, because at that point in time, then chaos and miscommunication arises. We've managed this in exactly the same way that we deal with any other crisis. You have a
cool no, that's not good enough.
Ma'am, we
cannot manage it. I appreciate that your comment is twofold. So let me say, first of all, your criticism was that you're not hearing the others.
She wants to see you in the constituencies.
I'm going to answer, but I got the impression that she said she's only seeing or hearing the acting prime minister, the prime minister, the attorney general, minister of
and
health.
Mr. Bostic.
Minister of health. In trying to deal with this issue, we had to carve out those central departments, those central ministries that have day-to-day responsibilities. Obviously, law and order is involved, the prime minister is obviously involved. Health is at the center of this. Everything revolves around health. So you will only at this point in time likely be seeing those few people in the public eye. But let me say, for example, that the Minister of Agriculture has been hard at work making sure that the entire agriculture sector continues.
Yes, I'm here.
Ma'am, let him speak.
Every single ministry and every single minister has an important role to play in this. But because of that role, they may just not have the opportunity to be in the front line. But can you imagine Minister Humphrey, who's responsible for the port and the blue economy? He's losing sleep every day because we have a number of cruise ships out there. The port still has to function. Kerry Simmons, the tourism industry has completely collapsed. And so he now has to put other things in place and deal with the airport and so on. So absolutely every single one of us is focusing on his ministry's component. Regrettably, they're not in the public side, but that doesn't mean that they're not working hard. As for seeing them in their constituencies, I must tell you that in this crisis, all of us have been working 20-hour days. And we've said to them, including me, that we need to be out there more often, but at this point in time, the national interest has to be focused on saving all of Barbados. I'm sure that as the weeks go by, you will see an increased presence, but right now, all hands on deck really means all hands focused on the COVID fight. And I know that there have been some initiatives. Certainly, the government has put some programs in place to make sure that the neediest in the community, we've identified the 1,500 most needy families. That could not have been done without the participation of the members of Parliament. We prepared a number of care packages. All of the MPs have had the responsibility for making sure those care packages reach the people in greatest need over the weekend. I'm struggling to get water in all kinds of parts of St. Joseph while at the same time dealing with the COVID issues. So I apologize if you think that we are not as visible as we should be. But this is a difficult time, and I hope that you'll allow us to get on with the mission critical stuff that we have to do. Mindful, of course, that all of our efforts are at securing every Barbadian, whether they're from St. John or St. Joseph, St. Peter or St. Lucie.
Okay, this question of the passes for emergency passes for caregivers. I'd like this. Yeah. I'd like some information on this for the public. This is important. I have something here called emergency.pass@barbados.gov.bb. This is the email address, but I just need this confirmed. Okay. Yes. Good morning. Good afternoon. Let's take another call. Hello?
Yeah, David?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to make an intervention.
Minister Bradshaw?
I just wanted to let the country know that while we took the break, I consulted with the Attorney General and a couple of the stakeholders. Mm-hmm. And based on basically what is happening in terms of people outside of the supermarket, we've decided to extend the curfew hour until 8 p.m. with the understanding that the supermarkets can now be advised to open until 5. And it would give the opportunity to the shoppers as well as to the staff of the supermarket to be able to get home in a reasonable time. I think you may be aware that a number of them had the concessions granted till 5 o'clock previously, but some of them had decided that they would close a bit earlier. So we're giving the concession to allow those persons, particularly the staff and the shoppers now, to be able to get home in a reasonable time.
All right, so the supermarkets will still close at 5, but the curfew, will kick in at 8, so that the people who are working will have adequate time to get home.
Correct.
That's exactly it.
Okay.
And David, just to be clear, the new restrictions take effect from 6 this evening. So supermarkets could always have opened until 5. Okay?
Yes.
You with me?
Right.
But some of them would have taken the decision that because between five and six just leaves them an hour.
It was too tight.
Close, clean up, all that kind of stuff. Then to try to get off the road by 6 o'clock. So they took the decision to close earlier so that they could perhaps more orderly sort themselves out, secure the premises, and then get staff home. So this, we feel, is an opportunity. You give it until 8 so that it gives them the extra breathing space. And we hope that they will open up their operations for a little bit longer to help to release some of the crush.
So the big story now today is that the curfew is extended. The curfew will kick in at 8 o'clock instead of 6 o'clock. That's what
Yes, that'll be it.
Okay, let's take another call. Hello? Down to Brass Tacks.
Yeah, David, it's Busy Williams here.
Yes, Busy.
I understand that an appeal is out to have Digicel turn back on phones that were automatically switched off.
Yes.
What I would like to say is this. Nobody made a conscious effort to go and switch off anybody at Digicel. The system is set up so that when people do not pay their bills over a period of time, the switch off is automatic. So no management or at Digicel made a conscious decision to switch off anybody. But Digicel is a company that has always been tries its best to be the best corporate citizen possible. So a decision has been made with the permission of the Attorney General to go back to work and override the system. So people can have back their phones until the end of the shutdown period. Now, I am appealing to Barbadians. Please do not abuse the system. Please do not, because your phone has been turned back on, please do not abuse data and use it to watch movies and all kinds of foolishness. The company is trying its best to be the best possible service provider. And this is the reason we appreciate the business that has been placed with Digicel over the years by people of Barbados. And so this is the reason we are going to do whatever we can to keep people connected and informed. Please do not abuse it. That's all I would like to say.
Thank you. And you are speaking in your capacity as it relates to Digicel?
As a director of Digicel and Williams Industries is quite a significant shareholder of the company.
Okay.
In fact, to be honest with you, I really brought Digicel to Barbados originally. So the company is very dear to my heart. It's done remarkable service for Barbados. And I want to assure the Barbadian public that there was no management decision made to turn off people in this crisis. It was done automatically by the computer system. And we have to take people back now to override the system and put people back into the service. There will be a formal announcement from Digicel about 3 o'clock this evening, another one at 6 o'clock, and it's also going to be announced on social media. Well, but I was asked to make an immediate statement via the call-in programs because the company was getting a lot of negative flack on the call-in program.
Okay.
So I've decided to do it.
It wasn't getting a lot of negative flack. One person called to say that this was a problem that some people were experiencing and they wanted to know whether the government could have used its influence to try to get the telecoms to ease up on these shutoffs. So there wasn't a lot of talk on it, though.
A lady called me repeatedly and asked if we could possibly do something, take people off the road.
Okay.
Now, there are 5 ways that people can pay their Digicel bill online. And they can pay the bills through the post office as well.
Okay.
So it was surprising to me that so many people were not had not paid their bills.
Okay. Well, so, you've clarified the situation for us. Thank you very much.
And Dennis, I just want to take the opportunity to thank Digicel and to thank Busy as well for the intervention and just clarifying the situation. Again, I think it speaks volumes to the fact that we have so many stakeholders in Barbados that are trying their best to work with government during this difficult time. And this is just a further example of when we reach out, people do respond to try to ease the pressure off of Barbadians. So again, thank you on behalf of Barbadians and the users of Digicel at this point in time.
Yes. Somebody wanted to find out what is the position with wayside vegetable and fruit stalls. Can they still operate?
Going forward, and I always say let's go. Sorry, David Dale here. Let's go back to first principles, okay?
Yeah.
And the principles that we've applied have been to minimize human contact. While wayside vendors were not specially mentioned in the original directive, we've permitted wayside vendors to operate. It would be odd for us to allow Maxi and Popular and all those places to sell, but a farmer who farms and then has his produce selling alongside the rural side would be telling him no. So we've been allowing those people to operate. But going into this new regime, as of the new restrictions tonight, I'm afraid no. We are telling Barbadians that they simply have to be off of the road. So we're not going to be giving wayside vendors that opportunity as we had before.
Okay, let's take another call.
But what I can tell you, though, is that we will also, tonight at the meeting, we're discussing, obviously, allowing people who deliver the groceries, vegetables, things like chickens and fish, to be able to find a system to be able to let them get their deliveries to persons. Because, obviously, we still allow the farms to be able to operate. And also the poultry farms. So we are mindful that there are people who rely on those deliveries. But we will speak about it later tonight and we'll advise the country at the earliest opportunity.
This person says that the IMART pharmacy at Hagar Hall is one that says that they won't be able to continue the delivery service. So they've apologized to the public for any inconvenience. And this writer says that they thought that the above is a necessary service for trying to keep people from going out if companies have delivery services. Now, I remember that originally there was some provision for delivery services. In this
yes,
new
David,
dispensation, does that change?
David, we originally allowed delivery services, but when we took the decision to tighten the restrictions further, the reason for limiting the delivery services to pharmacy only is because medication is is one of those things that you simply have to get. Not that you don't have to get food, but in order to do a fulfillment request for food, you require a much larger operation. And therefore, when we closed supermarkets at that time, we took the position. It's hard, painful, but we're closing you down. And therefore, delivery services of groceries would have been prohibited simply because the supermarkets themselves would have been closed. In order to be able to do fulfillment, you would have had to bring in people and so on. But as the acting Prime Minister just said, we are looking to see how we can facilitate those enterprises going forward. If, based on the science, we can be convinced that there is minimal risk by having people in the enterprise packaging and fulfilling groceries and then delivering orders and making payments and so on, if that can be done within what worked for us, then we're going to try to see how we can accommodate it. But the reason the food delivery stopped was because we closed supermarkets, leaving only pharmacies open.
Okay, now this person says that as a young citizen of this country, I am in awe at the way that my fellow comrades have chosen to handle such a crisis. In my humble opinion, the administration doesn't need to be in a position to be defending themselves at this time. There will be plenty of time for that later. Beijing simply need to listen, observe, think critically, obey, and act more responsibly. Persons need to stop abusing the privileges they are being granted and cooperate with the administration that we selected. Barbadians are simply acting out of emotion and not out of critical thinking and problem solving. And I bring that to you because in all of this, you have people who are going to be critical, and then there are going to be people who are supportive. And the whole idea here is that we bring you that balance. This is Dr. Brastak.
David, as a former director of Youth Affairs, I applaud that comment by the young contributor, because that is all that we've been asking for from the very beginning: observation of the rules and the principles that have been set out to protect all of us, to ignore the selfish behavior that we may be tempted to embark on, and to act with compassion and reason and support of our fellow men. If persons follow those basic principles, and those are basic principles of living in any society, then some of the things that we've observed, we would not have been observing.
How difficult is it to try to mobilize people towards this kind of action in a country that has long been complaining about lawlessness on the streets with ZRs and no additional drivers, a country that has seen motorcyclists wheeling all over the place. When you look at the issues of discipline and what people have been complaining about in Barbadian society in recent years, it has reached a point where one would expect that there would have been a high degree of defiance against following these particular rules. That should not have taken anybody in government by surprise.
No, it did not. It would not have taken persons in government by surprise. It should not have taken anybody by surprise, because indiscipline is present in every society, even in those authoritarian societies that people have pointed to. We've seen levels of indiscipline, and we've seen people having to be carted off to prison or worse places because of defiance of public orders. So it is not surprising, but this is a situation where we have to be careful not to paint the entire society as a consequence of the behavior of what I still consider the minority. So those guys who are wheeling around the country and so on, for every one of those, there are a dozen people who are not, and there are a dozen people who are basically frowning on their behavior and prepared to report them. So we are promoting discipline as the way that will get us out of this.
Okay. Let's take another call. Hello?
Hey, hello?
Yes, down to Brass Tax.
Hey, no, just real quick. No, the supermarkets open, great, but the banks are closed. And the banks are only being allowed to operate the ATMs. But I've been to my bank, at least three of their branches, and tried seven of their machines, and none of them take deposits. Now, the reason why I try and deposit is because I followed the instructions before, staying off the road I want it going, leaving home when it's absolutely necessary. And it only became necessary after the complete shutdown was announced. So no, I have these checks to deposit. I can't deposit them, and I don't have money on me to last me for the next 2 weeks. So where what am I to do? Where should I go? What's supposed to happen? Because the machines are not taking the deposit, and I don't understand how it is that the bank is supposed to be operating the ATM machines, but the machines don't take the deposit. So,
David, let me just interject here. We to the caller, I'm not sure what business you are in, but I know that we've been in discussions with the Attorney General and myself regarding the banking.
Hold on, caller. The acting prime minister wants to know what business you are in.
I am in IT support.
Okay.
I support the businesses and stuff.
Okay.
Right. So we've been in discussions with the Banking Association regarding, again, some accommodations that
we're getting some feedback. We're getting some feedback from your end. I don't know if a radio is on or something like that. But, perhaps it is better to use the handset and the phone.
Right. Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's good.
Right. So I was just saying to you that the Attorney General and I have been in discussions with the bankers with a view to being able to find mechanisms for persons who they may be able to get the payroll for this week, but then we may need to facilitate going forward, having specified times for persons to be able to conduct business in this way. So I understand the caller's concern, but I just want to reassure him that a lot of these things we are basically working through with the bankers to be able to find solutions for specified groups of persons. For instance, we have had farmers who have reached out and they've said, you know, we need to pay workers next week. We need to have access to capital and stuff from the banks, and we're putting arrangements in place to do so. Again, the country needs to be reassured constantly, I believe, that we are not planning for today alone. And there may be some inconveniences. None are intended. But what we have to do is to protect ourselves from this virus as much as possible. So I really regret that he is so inconvenienced and so irate, but I just want to give him the assurance that we're really trying to work through with all of our stakeholders to be able to address a number of these issues as they arise.
Okay. Thank you very much.